Of course she is. But still, we're a team. Incidentally, did you notice that she isn't wearing any panties? I don't answer. Luckily, in the scorching heat, it is a completely natural thing to turn red. A few minutes later, we catch up with Gida and see the same sight she's looking at, the valley and the small pond below. 15 minutes later, we are there. We sit down on a tiny beach, cast our bags aside, spread our blankets and settle in the sunshine. Siv lets her bra fall to the ground. Gida's mouth curls up into a smile as she nods appreciatively. You have lovely breasts, she says in a rough, hoarse voice. When I was a teenager, I always wanted to have round, soft breasts like yours. Mine are far smaller. Look. She unclasps her bra. Her breasts are indeed smaller. They are little, with long nipples that point upwards. Kind of looks as if she's horny, though. She probably isn't. You see? They are on the tiny side, Gida states. Plus, the right one is a bit smaller than the left. That doesn't look good. Nonsense, they look great, says Siv. Don't they, Roy? Are they really as firm as they look? Gida shakes her upper body. Her breasts quiver and bounce like stiff jelly. You can feel them if you want to, Siv, she says and leans back on her elbows. Her breasts seem to tighten in the sun. She points her brown eyes at the treetops and the hills that surround us. Siv smiles. She moves closer, reaches out a small and plump hand and gently grasps one of Gida's breasts with her fingertips. She squeezes and strokes it. She pushes it downwards and then releases it, making it bounce back up. Whoa, Siv exclaims. I thought only African women could have breasts like these. They are so gorgeous. Gida, look, mine are just like this. She moves just like Gida has before, causing those heavy breasts that are so familiar to me to swing and bounce. I sure wish they were smaller and firmer, but Roy likes them just the way they are, Siv says as she looks at me. He can just lie there and fondle them for hours, she adds. Siv, come on, I say abruptly as I pick up my bag. Discreetly, I place it in my lap to hide an impressive hard-on. Being alone in the woods with two lovely naked ladies in undoubtedly a dreamlike situation. One of them, Siv, my partner, is a well-known and beloved land. Gida, our new lab manager, is, of course, a completely new and unknown landscape. I like patient men, she says now and looks affectionately at me as she stands up, stretches and tilts this slender, tall landscape.